Carved into the walls of many synagogues are these words from the prophet Isaiah, "My house shall be called a house of prayer for all people." The words are a reminder to be welcoming. But 1 in 5 Jewish families include someone with a disability, and many of them say synagogues are not doing a good enough job. Monique Parsons reports on a project that aims to change that.
It's Mitzvah Day at Synagogue Bethel, north of Chicago.
We're donating this to the hospital.
Yeah, for children who need a blanket.
A day for acts of justice and kindness. In a hall facing Lake Michigan, kids and big panels of fabric are spread over the floor.
Help Sophie cut it. Help us cut it. Here.
A little girl with long dark hair works on a blanket covered with Disney princesses. She's Danielle Cooperman. She's 12 and loves music and baking, and she's got some developmental disabilities, too. Her mom is Dina Cooperman.
Everyone in that synagogue knows Danielle, has incredible patience for her, and it makes her feel very welcome in our synagogue. It's wonderful.
The synagogue is part of a new project in Chicago aimed at making the region's Jewish congregations more inclusive of people with disabilities. Cooperman says it's critical.
It's hard when you're fighting in the secular schools nonstop, and then to fight also in a place of your house of worship where you thought it was always a safe place. A lot of parents are like, I just can't anymore. I don't have it in me. And I get that.
Keeping those families has become a priority for religious groups nationwide. Synagogues in Minnesota, Massachusetts, and New Jersey have inclusion efforts, and a young Muslim organization called Musen is working with mosques. The project in Chicago's Jewish community is ambitious. It began 2 years ago with a study of nearly 100 synagogues. All the Jewish movements, Reform, Conservative, Reconstructionist, Orthodox, are known to argue over everything from kosher food to Israeli politics. But they've set aside these disagreements and are working together.
To put in automatic doors or accessible restrooms, ramps are a big deal.
Ed Frim is a national expert on synagogues and inclusion. He's trying to help the community overcome a tendency to treat people with disabilities as service projects. And he urges rabbis and others to speak openly about how they feel when someone looks different or communicates differently.
And sometimes all it takes to get over that is to help them have a situation where they can practice doing it and realize that this is another person who's not really defined by their disability.
I'm really glad that you guys have made me feel special about the synagogue.
That's Becky Schumann. She was a panelist at a workshop for 8 congregations earlier this year and is one of many adults with disabilities who've been part of this process.
I feel like very, very happy because I am always, like, welcome.
But people have also shared painful stories. Schumann mentioned a time when a staff member scolded her for raising her hand during a sermon. A mom said a rabbi once kicked her out of a holiday service because her special needs daughter was being too loud. Jody Newmark is a leader of the Chicago Inclusion effort. She says their study found reports of physical obstacles, too. Houses of worship aren't required to meet the standards of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
At the same time, we had synagogue leaders reporting that they felt that they were doing a pretty good job in terms of inclusion. And that's understandable because many were.
Newmark speaks from experience. Her own son has developmental disabilities, and he feels at home in their synagogue.
Yet that divide was stark and was telling to us.
That disconnect was between the way synagogues viewed themselves and families viewed their synagogues. At Congregation Bethel, north of Chicago, Dina Cooperman gives her synagogue high marks for welcoming her daughter. Yet when Rabbi Michael Schwab made inclusion the focus of a holiday sermon last year, Cooperman sobbed. She realized she'd been skipping services, pulling away from a place she loved because she was so worried her daughter would bother people.
No one has ever asked me to leave. I'm the one who feels uncomfortable. But that changed after Rabbi Schwab's sermon completely.
The rabbi told the packed sanctuary to embrace every family. He noted that their biblical ancestors, Abraham and Sarah, kept their tent open on all sides. For NPR News, I'm Monique Parsons in Chicago.